Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Ah, time to get to our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
We got game 5 tonight, Eastern Conference Finals, Heat and Celtics, 7:15. Your pregame coverage starts here on 790. The ticket, Jonathan Zaslow, Tommy Tighe will take you up until tip-off. By the way, they were just playing on ESPN. I'm not kidding here, Leroy, and Marcos can attest. They must have our studio bugged up. They were literally playing a game called Something or Nothing.
I'm telling you. Could be something.
Because it was like, something or nothing. Aaron Rodgers not at OTAs? It's a good game.
Could be something.
That's not quite, could be something, could be nothing. Yeah. But something or nothing is close.
Yeah.
When is voluntary workouts ever something?
It could be something, could be nothing. In your eyes, I guess it's nothing. J-Fig, what do you got today? And good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How is Scooby?
I'm very jealous right now. He is sleeping.
Ah. Well, what do you got today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, I've got something.
Oh, wow.
Or possibly nothing.
Oh, wow. Bravo, J-Fig.
That's a point, actually.
That's a point.
Point for J-Fig.
All right, number one. Game 5 being a must-win tonight for the Heat.
I'm not rats off a ship on this. I think that tonight is a must-win for the Miami Heat. I think that asking to go win an elimination game in Boston is a tough ask. And I'm also, I have the feeling if they don't win tonight, it has a lot to do with health and them not being fully capable. So I'm not rats off a ship. I think tonight is a must-win. Leroy, are you rats off a ship on that?
I'm not rats off a ship. You got to win this game. So you have 2 to win 1, right?
Yep.
I don't care how good you are. You don't ever want to be put in a situation in sports where you have to win, and then all of a sudden the other team gets hot,
right,
and goes 10 from 11 from 3, and it didn't matter what you did. It was just one of those nights. You can't put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, I got a Twitcher saying it's a don't lose. It's not a don't lose, but it is a must win. Not the same thing. Not the same thing. I got a Twitch. All right. -1.
Boy, you are
-1.
You are definitely Mr. Miyagi in those statements.
No, dude. You, first of all, if anybody's a semantic samurai, it's you. But there's a difference between a don't lose game and a must win game. Everybody knows that.
All right. I got you.
Jay Figa, what about you?
Is that
what about you, Jay Figa?
I'm not a must win. It is a must win, but not a don't lose.
That's a solid Yoda, dude.
Whatever you say, Last Skywalker.
I'm not rats off a ship either. We got to win this one.
All right. Marcos?
Must win, not rats off a ship.
Okay. #2, J-Fig.
Miami Dolphins, orange jersey practice player of the day being a great idea.
Not rats off a ship. Love the idea. McCochin is a genius, and we are now seeing this. He has now made OTAs meaningful. Even Tyreek Hill was saying yesterday, he goes, I want to win Orange Jersey of the Day. Haven't worked hard yet enough for Orange Jersey of the Day. So I'm not rats off a ship. I love the idea. What about you, Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
Why are you rats off a ship?
Because it's OTAs.
Whatever.
It's like putting lipstick on a pig. Still OTAs.
Lash.
I'm not saying you don't need OTAs, but I'm saying call them what they are, OTAs.
I mean, that he is calling them OTAs. He just happens to have an award for OTAs, which I like.
Yep. Let me ask you something.
Yep.
If you win 4 or 5 orange jerseys,
yep,
during OTAs, is it going to get you a max contract?
That's a good question. So you're saying like Christian?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
You don't think that
what you do in the games.
You're saying that if Christian Wilkins were to consistently win practice player of the day, it wouldn't lead to him getting his extension?
Nope. It'll be his play on the field.
Agree to disagree. Maybe. Maybe he does get the extension before the year starts. Maybe McCoachy comes back and says, you know what that guy did? He won the day. Let's give him his extension. Jay Figg, what about you?
Okay. I'm not rats off a ship here.
You love it.
Whatever keeps on going.
All right. All right.
Whatever keeps on dancing.
Sounds like a lukewarm rat.
I am.
Oh, she's been on a number of occasions looking into the water, asking the other rats, is it cold? Hey, is it cold?
I'll just stay here.
No, I got a wetsuit. I have a wetsuit now.
Marcos, you think
a
the
rat
practice.
With a wetsuit.
Where are your rats on the practice
You're
player
not
of the day?
Defense.
I think it's a brilliant idea. Not rats off a ship.
Great. Number three, J Fig.
This one kind of hurts, but the Florida Panthers season being a failure.
I'm rats off a ship on calling it a failure
because
winning the President's Trophy is impressive. Doing something that hasn't been done in 20 plus years is impressive. So I think failure is too strong. I'm rats off a ship on calling it a failure. Very big disappointment. I wouldn't be rats off a ship if that was the description, but failure, I'm rats off a ship on calling it a failure. What about you, Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship and calling it a failure. So it's not a failure.
So then you are rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
But here's the deal. Like, you're disappointed in how the season ended, but you can't be disappointed about the season. When you've done something you haven't done in 26 years and your franchise has done something you never have done.
Getting swept is brutal.
And being that prolific scoring. However, I can understand how the season ending with you scoring 3 goals in 4 games leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
So I don't think the season was a failure. Let's just say they had a moment that was a failure. And look, in all things being equal, if Tampa Bay wins the Stanley Cup again this year, then you basically just happen to be in the same division with a team that's a dynasty.
Yep, that's true.
So, like, let's not just, you know, just because the Panthers did what they did, take away from what is going on with Tampa Bay. Because what they've done the last 2 years or the last 3 years is very worthy of maybe thinking of them as a dynasty.
Jay Figg, what about you?
I'm definitely rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Failure. They did have a really good season. It's just disappointing seeing the way it actually ended.
Right.
So,
Marcos?
I agree. Disappointing end to the season, but any season that involves Kodak Black in hockey cannot be a failure.
That's a fair point. That is a fair point. Has anybody gotten his reaction to this, or is he...
Oh, he's sad, dude. He doesn't even want to talk about it.
He really enjoyed being part of the Panthers. He really did.
He had cat fever.
Number 4, J Fig.
All right, Leroy. I think you need to stand up for this one.
Oh.
Big Yurts getting some run tonight.
Okay. So, first of all, we have a poll out. Leroy took all of the third hour to make his plea that Big Yurt should get some run tonight for the Heat. We have a poll. You can vote at Brendan_Tobin. I'll retweet it again right now. Do you agree with Leroy? Should Big Yurt get some run tonight? It is a dead heat right now. 50-50. Yes, no on Big Yurt getting some run tonight. However, for this guy right here, I'm rats off a ship. I feel like it's going to be a disaster if we give Big Yurt run tonight. I feel like if Big Yurt goes out there, it's going to be him getting crushed and embarrassed. And I don't want that to happen to Big Yurt. It's too much to ask for a young guy on too critical a stage to just throw him out there willy-nilly. So I'm rats off a ship on this. Leroy?
Mr. Negative.
You're not throwing him out there willy-nilly. He has played this year.
Willy-nilly.
No, he's not. Okay. Listen, you got any other 7-foot options?
Not good ones.
Okay. So, if you've seen what he's done earlier in the year, is it asking too much to maybe do a little coaching him up and say, hey, this is what we want you to do?
Coach him up?
No. I don't mean coach him up with how to do it. I mean coach him up and tell him, here's what we need out of you. Defend the paint. Get the rebounds. And if you take those 39 to 20 in rebound advantage, and you make it 39-30 or 39-33, then he has made a big impact.
So you're not rats off a ship?
No, I'm not rats off a ship.
Jay
Why
Fig?
Not? You got 2 7-footers on your team. One of them's a hack of Shaq, and the other and is skinny. Go ahead on and put Big Yurt in there. Tell him use his body. We got 6 of them. We got 6 fouls. If it don't work out, you still got Deadman.
J-Fig?
No, rats off a ship.
All right. J-Fig wants to see some Big Yurt tonight. I think mostly for the glamour shots, yes?
God, he's handsome.
No, I'm not you.
Because that's what I would love out of it. Him leaving.
So you're not rats?
No, I am rats off a ship, but it's not worth it to me. It's going to be a disaster. But that is one good thing that would come out of it. Marcos?
Nah, man, I want to see Big Yurt tonight, but I understand why you don't.
You ain't handsome. You ugly.
I'm not even in his stratosphere of looks.
Yeah, but nah, man, I'm not rats off of shit. I definitely want to see Big Yurt. It's a minute. You can pull him if he's doing bad.
And finally, J-Fig, number 5.
Canelo fighting Triple G in September instead of Dimitri Bivol. Rematch.
I'm rats off a ship on this. I feel like you should go straight to the rematch. Yeah, I don't. First of all, I'm not really into him fighting Triple G again. It's been so long since they fought.
True. Has Triple G fought since then?
He's fought twice, I think. Super old. Not looking that great. Just not interested in Triple G versus Canelo. I want to see Canelo avenge his recent loss. So I'm rats off a ship on it. I mean, I'll still watch, but rats off a ship on this being the choice.
Here's what doing it this way does. It allows Bivol to go out and get some money as a champ. And it allows Canelo to have another big fight. And then you link up in a year and have another big fight. They both have a chance to have 2 big fights in a row.
Yeah, but there's no way Bivol wouldn't want the next fight to be against Canelo. That's a way bigger fight than whoever he would fight, you know, Arthur Benabiev, you know, for the other belt.
Yeah, all right.
You know? I'm just not that into Canelo versus Triple G again. We did it. Been there, done that. Yeah, we've been there, done that.
What if he loses that one? Like, we understand what
if he loses to Triple G?
Yeah.
He might. I mean, Triple G, first of all, everybody thought he definitely lost the first fight to Triple G.
Yeah,
that was a garbage result.
Correct.
And then the second fight was close. Second fight was super close. So he probably could lose to Triple G. The only thing that you worry with Triple G is he's old now. Triple G's like 41 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, J-Fig?
Never too old to get a check.
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Plain and simple. Marcos?
No, I want to see it. Again, just like you, I'd probably prefer to see the Bivol, but I wasn't really too big of a fan for Triple G versus Canelo the first couple times, so I'm here for it. I'm not rats off a ship.
That is rats off a ship. We take a break. Jimmy Butler, can he use snubbery to summon health? That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.